Allie Gross of the Jackson Hole News and Guide and Melody Edwards of Wyoming Public Radio collaborated on a story about workers' compensation for undocumented immigrants. They joined me to discuss why they decided to co-produce this story. Melody, how did you guys come across the issue of Wyoming's workers' comp laws in regard to undocumented workers?
Well, I had been hearing a lot about the reliance on immigrant workers in Jackson and the rise of deportations there. And also, I started talking on the phone to a lot of advocacy groups about some of those issues. And my ears just kind of perked up when I heard about the attorney, Steve Dwyer, and how he was defending undocumented workers who were getting hurt in these huge construction jobs up there and how they weren't being able to get workers' compensation. I had done previous stories about the high rates of Latino workplace injuries and death, and it just seemed like it was really important to let people know that Wyoming was doing something kind of different than other states in regard to undocumented workers and workers' compensation.
Allie, how did you get looped in on this investigation?
So I had also heard from immigrant advocates in Jackson that accessing workers' compensation was a challenge and wanted to learn more about that. We have a pretty significant immigrant population here in Jackson. Some say it's as much of a third of the population here. And so it's important for us to tell stories that are affecting that group. And then when my editor told me that Melody was also digging into this issue, it made sense for us to pool our resources and work together.
How did it work to collaborate on this story rather than just tackle it like any other?
Yeah, I think that having two reporters out talking to people at the same time really allowed us to collect two times as much information and end up with a really robust and thoroughly researched story. At the same time, wading through that much information can sometimes be overwhelming, like you said. So it was great to have Melody to really talk things over and, you know, sort of wade through which details were the most important.
Why do you think it's useful for newsrooms to join forces like this?
Well, I think that in the past, there was always sort of this level of competition between newsrooms, you know, like who can get the scoop the fastest and who can break the story before the other guy. But, you know, these days, a lot of news organizations, especially really rural ones, are struggling. Luckily, that isn't the case for WPR or for the News and Guide. But I think that we're in a great position to model a new approach to finding and rigorously investigating these bigger stories.
Yeah, I think that, you know, print and radio are totally different mediums, so it's cool to be able to have the opportunity to tell this story in two different ways, both with, you know, people's voices and on the page. And then at Wyoming Public Radio, Melody was able to sort of help capture the broader statewide perspective, like meeting with professors at the University of Wyoming or talking to state officials. While being in Jackson, I was able to drill down into the details of meeting with those local workers here that are involved in these workers' compensation cases.
Allie, what can people read in your story that they might not get from the radio version? And when and where can they read that?
So the print version of the story is publishing in the Wednesdays, February 20th, Jackson Hole News and Guide, and on jhnewsandguide.com. And I'm excited that the print version is going to be able to include a bunch of charts and infographics that are going to illustrate the scope of this issue of workplace injuries in Wyoming, as well as nationally. And then there's also going to be more details of these individual cases of injured workers here, some context on what the consequences of Wyoming's policies are for all workplaces from some experts, and as well as more explanation on what workers' comp really is and how the system works, because as we found out through this project, it's a lot more complicated than it seems.
That was Jackson Hole News and Guide's Allie Gross and Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards talking about their story on Wyoming's workers' compensation laws for undocumented workers. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having us.